Now, whither the Democrats? Or, as one liberal columnist put it last night, let the recriminations begin. Democrats did well in winning several governorships yesterday, but they were disappointed by their loss of the Senate and of several House seats, especially considering how strong the party looked just a few months ago. This morning, Democratic National Committee Chair Terry McAuliffe put a brave face on the election result.
If the Republicans had an edge over us yesterday, it was tactical rather than ideological. Ultimately, many of our candidates couldn't overcome the political muscle that carried many Republicans over the finish line. They had a wartime president with the highest sustained approval ratings in history, who made these elections his number one domestic priority.
And according to the Democrats' Senate Campaign Committee chair, Washington Senator Patty Murray, President Bush's efforts drowned out the appeals of Democratic candidates to non-Democrats.
It is too early for a comprehensive analysis of the turnout of our base, but it does seem that we were unable to convince enough Republicans and independents to cross over, which was necessary with the political geography of this cycle.
Some people think the Democrats have themselves to blame. We called four Democrats today for their assessment of yesterday's losses. Al Fromm runs the centrist Democratic Leadership Council.
This was an election that Democrats should have done well in. Certainly a plurality of the country believes the country is headed in the wrong direction. Unemployment is up, employment's down. The stock market has tanked. Crime is up. Poverty is up. Our strategy of going back to sort of the old, tired agenda, prescription drugs and running on Social Security, and a strategy that depended on turnout of core voters, is one that has failed time and time again. When we are the party of reform, when we're the party of new ideas, we do very well, as President Clinton did in 1992 and 1996. When we fall back to this old strategy of depending on turnout to win, then we run into trouble.
Well, if that is the diagnosis, then what is the prescription for 2004?
The prescription is for our candidates for president to go out and make a strong case based on where the country is, on why we ought to fire George Bush and hire them. If we do that, if we are once again capture the mantle of reform, if we are the party of new and big ideas, if we're the party with a good, clear sense of national purpose, in 2004, we'll do just fine against George Bush. George Bush is going to have to run on his record. He was able to deflect that because we never really challenged that record.
That's Al Fromm of the Democratic Leadership Council. A top Democratic congressional campaign figure said today that the Democrats did have a coherent message, taking on the president over prescription drugs, Social Security, and the economy in races all over the country. But former Congressman and former White House Chief of Staff Leon Panetta says that while that may be true, it is not sufficient.
I don't think it's enough to just simply talk about the threat of privatizing Social Security or the threat that there may not be prescription drugs or the threat that we'll continue to go into huge deficits or the threat that we may engage in a war that may have terrible repercussions in terms of the rest of the world. Those are fears, and, fears are okay. I guess, you need to at least identify those fears. But we live in this country based on hope. What is our hope for the future? What's the answer to a healthcare system in crisis? What is the answer to the issue of Social Security and how we protect it for the future? What is the answer to pension reform? What is the answer to an economy that is weak and uncertain? There has to be some positive steps presented by the Democrats that say to the American people, elect us, and this is what we will put in place. That message wasn't there.
You're saying you've got to regain the high ground of American optimism.
Exactly. People are inherently reaching for hope in this country. That's what they want. They know the fears. They face fears every day with their families. If the Democrats are not successful in presenting a positive image about the good things that can result if they're put in power and what they can deliver on behalf of families in this country, then there is no alternative. And that, I think, is what happened in the election.
That's Leon Panetta. North Dakota Democrat Senator Byron Dorgan takes a somewhat less alarmist view. He says the issues of war and terrorism trump the Democrats' strong suit, the economy, but ultimately they'll have their day.
We're in a very unusual time, post 9/11 with the terrorist threat and the potential problem with Iraq and North Korea. I mean, it's a very difficult time dealing particularly with security issues. But ultimately, we're going to have to turn to economic issues, and that, I think, in many ways is the wheelhouse of what the Democratic Party's about, jobs, economic opportunity. And I think all of us have to work together to try to put this economy back on track, and the president's going to have to begin focusing on it as well.
But Martin Peretz, editor-in-chief of the New Republic magazine, says the Democrats cannot just wait out the issues raised by 9/11. They have to rethink them. Peretz finds it symptomatic of the Democrats' ills that they took public anxiety over terrorism and turned it into a dispute over unionizing airport security workers.
The Democrats never connected to the basic issue underlying everything, which is the country faces a national security crisis, both at home and abroad. Secondly, the Democrats were unable to make a really broad moral argument against the administration in economic terms. And what I mean is that while they fixed on Social Security and prescription drugs, they never were able to make an issue of the moral obligations of democratic capitalism to the wider American public.
So if you were to find what's common to those failures in both instances, on issues of national security and, say, the obligations of democratic capitalism, what is it? What did the Democrats get wrong conceptually here?
Well, the Democrats are allergic to thinking big.
Martin Peretz of the New Republic, he was one of several Democrats we asked today for their view of the party's problems and the possible solutions.